This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, regarding Michael Layfield, L-A-Y-F-I-E-L-D, date of birth August 17th of 1954. Dear sirs at Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a follow-up visit and post-hospital visit for Mr. Layfield with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, diabetic nephropathy, and history of hypertension. His last visit was August 25th of 2025. He did develop severe fluid overload and was hospitalized in the Veterans Administration Hospital in Ann Arbor for 8 days from 1223 to 1231 for aggressive diuresis. And 40 pounds of fluid was removed. 40 pounds of fluid was removed. He was able to breathe. He stopped the non-productive cough that was chronic, and the severe dyspnea is much better, and all the edema is currently gone. Kidney function was worse during admission, but did improve after he was diuresed. He then was readmitted to Alma Hospital after that for increased fluid retention and worsening renal function. Creatinine level when he was admitted was 3.46, and then at time of discharge, it had improved and decreased to 2.7 to 2.8, which is his baseline. Today he's here for his 6-month follow-up in this office, as well as a post-hospital follow-up. He is still in atrial fibrillation. He's had one ablation, also a Watchman procedure, but he is back on Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. He's really not sure why he's on that or how long he'll have to stay on it, but he's hoping he can have another ablation to see if the atrial fibrillation can be corrected again. So far, his rate has remained greater than 60 with all of the current medications, and he is not regaining his fluid at this time. He feels fairly well today. Currently, no dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain, no palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion, no more cough, no dyspnea at rest. The abdomen feels less firm. It was feeling very firm, especially at the lower aspect prior to the diuresis, and all of the edema of his lower extremities is gone now. Medications, I want to highlight his Lasix is 80 milligram daily. He's on Jardiance 10 milligram daily, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, and Metoprolol 50 milligram daily. He's not sure if he's still taking Atenolol with Chlorthalidone 50-25 once a day. I told him to go home and make sure he's not taking that med along with Metoprolol, as that will lower his blood pressure excessively as well as possibly cause electrolyte imbalances too. So he's going to go home and check on that. But his medication list does not include that drug. It just was a previous drug he was on. physical exam, weight is 282 pounds, and that is a 46-pound decrease on our scales from his last visit of August 25th. Pulse is 76, blood pressure is 110 over 70. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular with a controlled rate of 76. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no firmness, no palpable ascites. And he has a trace of right ankle edema only posteriorly and none on the left. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 7th, of 2026, creatinine 2.72 with estimated GFR of 24, and this is a stable level for him. His sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 3.4, calcium 9.2. Hemoglobin is 12.3, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with creatinine levels back to baseline. I've asked him to get lab studies done monthly for us now due to his recent hospitalizations and aggressive fluid removal. He says he will try to do so, but he has difficulty with compliance at times. So I strongly encouraged him to get monthly lab studies done for us. 2, hypertension, currently on the low side. We will continue all routine medications. 3, congestive heart failure with severe exacerbation requiring a 40-pound hospitalization for 40-pound diuresis of fluid around Christmas last year. 4, persistent atrial fibrillation. He's waiting to see if he can have another ablation. And last, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.